And now, on the talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Prescott Dirt, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, and Cliff Castle Casino. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Did you hear that rain last night? Holy smokes! Felt like I was in the middle of a hurricane. Now I see what they're talking about when they're talking about 30-mile-an-hour, 50-mile-an-hour winds. That was, my tree was going about 45 degrees angle from the what normally the way it stands, but it was wonderful, and holy smokes, we were really needing it. And so it's been a little bit of a dry spell since we had the first beginnings of the monsoon season, so we hope it's here to stay, so we can give some much relief to our firefighters out there on the Cellar Fire, and then our friends up in Flagstaff on the Museum Fire. So again, thank you, Lord. You know, we've got some rain going, so it's great. But it did hold off long enough. We had last Friday night on the 19th, we had the Chamber's 45th anniversary celebration, a Sapphire Extravaganza, where we celebrated 45 years of serving the business community with the Chamber and also recognizing Community Excellence Award recipients. And just to share a little bit of hot off the presses, because it hasn't even published in anything yet. It'll be coming out in our local newspapers tomorrow, I believe, but a little bit's been on Facebook. But I'll just announce the Student of the Year was Emma Steverson, a graduate of Browshaw Mountain High School. Go Bears. Fabulous, fabulous young woman. Teacher of the Year was Mary Supergan from Glassford Hill Middle School. Go Mary. Organization of the Year was Humboldt Education Foundation. Only been around about 4 years, but they're giving back and supporting education teachers in our community, in our school system. So a great organization. Volunteer of the Year is John Agin. The man has volunteer for his middle name. He's been with the Prescott Valley Early Bird Lions Club for 13 years, but he volunteers on the Prescott Center for the Arts, Prescott Pop Symphony. Prescott, I mean, he's just volunteer extraordinaire. Congratulations to John, and we did surprise him. He did not realize he was going to get this. Community Improvement Award is an improvement in real property in Prescott Valley, and the recipients for that were Azteca Market, or as I'm learning to say, Carniceria, Azteca. This is not Juan Radio. It's KQ&A, but I got it. Jose Bautista did a beautiful job with this new market there on Highway 69. Stop by and see it. Great, great, great street tacos. And then also the Boys and Girls Club expansion project in Prescott Valley. The Prescott Valley Club has a huge new gym, some more space. It's going to open that up to many, many, many more kids to get off that waiting list and be able to have the facility. So, again, huge public-private partnership, and multiple charities supported that expansion project. Chamber Member of the Year was the Event Spot, our newest destination for parties and everything that you want to do, receptions, weddings, great things going on there. True community supporter and also the host for the Chamber's quarterly breakfast. Citizen of the Year was Scott Stebbins, Lieutenant Scott Stebbins, Prescott Valley Police Department. This man is just amazing. Not only his work ethic and being a lieutenant with the police department, past chief of a police department in Oklahoma, I believe. I know these stories back and forth and then slips the mind. But anyway, but also a family man and a true community partner. So he's just amazing. Our Business Leader of the Year, the one of my favorites, because business is what I'm passionate about, Jim Cabral, Gabby's Grill, Gabby's Kitchen, Gabriella's, Kitchens Inc., the concessions at the Finley Toyota Center, Gabby's in Chino Valley. But in addition to an astute entrepreneur, whose middle name should be Entrepreneur, is also gives back to the community. And when you build business and community giving as part of your business plan, you are meant to be successful, and it brings together all parts of the community, and he is successful and is truly a leader and a business leader. We're so proud of him. I recruited him on my board of directors for the Chamber several years ago, and it was never looked back. He's been an amazing, keeps me on my toes, and it's just amazing. So congratulations to Jim Cabral, and not only that, you do marvelous food. Marvelous food. And he was actually catered our dinner the other night with so chateaubriand and chicken and asparagus and dutch potatoes and holy smokes, it was wonderful. And then our Prescott Valley Heritage Award, somebody that made a long time commitment to the development and promotion and support of Prescott Valley, and that was Heidi Foster. Heidi Dobbs Foster, and she's communications. She works for the town of Prescott Valley, but she was nominated for her years when she was with the Prescott Valley Tribune, covering the early development of things going on in Prescott Valley, and has just been a passionate supporter. So congratulations to all our recipients. Heidi, you rock. You all rock. We were pleased to recognize you the other night. We did some Chamber Special Awards. We'll tell you about those at the end of the show, because we're going to get started with my guests coming up here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQNA.com.
A chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Some things are just better together.
July is the best time to fertilize with all-purpose plant food from Waters.
But pair the all-purpose with humic acid, and it's a 1-2 punch of garden power.
Humic acid gives your soil organic matter that helps plants' roots receive water and nutrients.
So it makes fertilizer work even better.
Like salt and pepper.
Coffee and donuts.
And hey, you and me.
Aw, thanks, Ken.
All-purpose plant food and humic acid, better together, and only at Waters Garden Center.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
We're back. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Glad you're joining us in this beautiful afternoon. Looking like a little rain coming in. So again, batten down those hatches. If it's anything like last night, we're in for a downpour. But joining me now is Rachel Montague. She's the Crime Prevention Officer with the Prescott Valley Police Department. And it seems like we've just talked about this, how quickly the year goes by, Rachel. It's National Night Out coming up on Tuesday, August the 6th.
I know. When I sent out the media release in May, everybody was like, isn't it a little early for that? And I said, it'll be here before you know it. And let me tell you,
It's here.
And I can't believe how fast the time has gone.
Well, part of one of the reasons we do, and somebody says, how come you send out things so early? And that's so people can get things on their calendar. Maybe you need to register. And in this case, you know, those block groups need to plan ahead of time.
Right.
And get with you if they're going to plan an evening event.
Right. And you're gathering a bunch of people, not just one or two people. So with, you know, summer travel and vacation time and, you know, work schedules, moving, people getting back to school, there's a lot to put on a calendar. And if you're going to have a big group event, it's going to take a little bit of coordinating. So
it's all about planning.
Yeah, right.
We have busy lives.
Right.
You have to get on the schedule. You have to get it on early. You have to get it on before everybody else.
Right. You know, and we talked about this morning. And when I went back to the office, we had a couple more people saying, hey, how do I do this? And I was like, you got like this afternoon to get it.
So as we talk right now, it is 4:11 on Tuesday. Here we go, Tuesday, and the 23rd of July. Today is the last day you can call to sign up.
Don't call. There's a registration form that
Can
get online.
Okay.
Yeah. And so you can go to the Prescott Valley government website, the official PVAZ.net website under the police department. Look for the National Night Out registration form and complete that and then send it to me.
Tonight.
Gotta
do it today. And why is that? Do you have a cutoff for that?
So because we have to coordinate all of our police officers and get them scheduled to attend. Last year we had 15 different events to send people to.
Wow.
And so we have to get officers scheduled to go to all these different locations, and we need to know where they are so we know how many officers need to be staffed for that. And then in addition to the police officers, town personnel want to know. There's other community people, you know, your council members, maybe your board of supervisor members, some of them want to go, and they want to know where they're at. So in order for them to plan appropriately, it takes time. And we actually make a map.
Mm.
We have our town GIS people make a map with all the locations on it, so our officers and our personnel know where to go. That doesn't get published because we don't want, you know, the whole world
me to crash the barbecue.
Yeah, right. We don't want Marty crashing it. No, I'm just kidding.
The ice cream social. That sounded pretty good to me.
Anyways, so just so people can plan again, it's a lot of coordinating for a lot of people. And if we wait till the last minute, it gets to be a little chaotic. So
Right. And so they also, you know, they visit multiple parties.
Correct.
So
right.
It's not
right.
Necessarily they go to one party and stay the whole evening.
Exactly.
They're traveling around trying to have somebody at every party.
Right. And so this year we decided to do things slightly different. This year we're going to have specific officers assigned to go to specific locations just to make sure that we have somebody from the police department at each one of those registered events.
Right.
So if you want your police personnel to be there, you need to register so I can get them there.
And now is there a cost to hosting a block party?
A cost?
Mm-hmm.
It's not associated on our
not
end.
Not for your
and
end.
Anytime you have a gathering at your home or in your community, the cost would be the organizing and planning on your end. And
whatever
that looks like. Some people have food, some people don't. For this particular event, most people, like we have one group that does the same thing every year. They'll do root beer floats. Another group does hot dogs and burgers every single year. It's the same thing. We have another, you know, just whatever their little specialty happens to become for that group. And, you know, I think there's one, couple that does lasagna and somebody mm-hmm. else does homemade cookies. So you just, you know, ice cream social, like you said.
Right.
So,
right. So let's
say
somebody wants to participate, you know, but it's too late now to plan a party.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's say I didn't really think about it.
Right.
But I live in Viewpoint. Can I call you and see if there's a gathering in Viewpoint?
Well, yes.
Tell me that something's going on that I can participate with?
If you're not connected to a Block Watch mm-hmm. group, and you want to be, or you just want to check it out, call me and I will let you know where the closest one is to your home. And, if you live in Viewpoint or Pronghorn, or Stone Ridge. They have they're having events at their community center. So if you live there, you can go there. Just go ahead and go there. Mm-hmm. Viewpoint, excuse me, does not have one at a clubhouse or a community center, but there are some going on at one of the parks there. So you can get in touch with me, and I'll let you know where it's at. The closest one to your address.
And then what about some of the other neighborhoods? Let's say like the Superstition Springs area, Superstition area, or let's say the non master plan communities.
So just call me and I'll let you know what's close to your house.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, one of the other things that National Night Out brings attention to is to the communities that are the little neighborhoods that do not have a Black Watch group formed, and we're really trying hard to get more of them active.
Right.
Actively formed groups. And so last year after National Night Out, we got 4 or 5 new groups. And already, just through some of the media that we've done this summer already, mm-hmm. I've gotten 4 or 5 new ones that have started up. And they've had, some of them have already had a Black Watch meeting. Others, National Night Out will be their first event.
Right.
And then they've scheduled Black Watch meetings for this fall. So.
And what does it take to form a Black Watch group?
More than one person.
So a few of your neighbors?
So a couple of your neighbors, 3 or 4 neighbors, and just the willingness to communicate with the police department and look out for each other. There's really not a lot. It's not
And then you kind of meet with them and explain mm-hmm. the program and then yep. how you interact with them, and you'd come
right.
out
the,
every so often. And,
yep.
and
we'll coordinate with the police department. I'll give them any information that they need. We've got some brochures at the police department.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be online pretty soon. We're redoing the website. But we do have brochures, how-to information. I have books that come from the national level. It's a PDF I can send out to somebody if they want to know how to.
Basic
best
guidelines.
Practices. Best practices
right,
for Black
right.
Watch
oh,
groups. That,
great.
That sort of thing. So,
mm-hmm. and it sounds a good way to keep your community and your neighborhood safe.
Right. And that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. So, yeah. again, it's Tuesday, August the 6th.
August 6th.
The day after the first day of school.
Correct. You bet.
But what better way to celebrate than beginning with your friends and neighbors
yeah.
and National Night Out.
And one more thing, on Friday the 2nd, down at the Prescott Square.
Mm-hmm.
So the sheriff's office and all the other local police departments and first responders are doing a National Night Out kickoff event down there.
Oh, okay.
There's going to be some music, and then all of the police departments will be down there with some information as well. So that's another way to get connected and get started if you don't want to wait till Tuesday night.
Great. Rachel, what's your phone number if somebody wants to call with more questions?
The main number to the police department is 928-772-9261.
Great. Again, National Night Out, Tuesday, August 6th, happens every year, but a great way to get to know your neighbors and keep your community and area safe.
Exactly.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Marnie.
That went quick.
It sure
Link,
did.
I think she cut me down on time here.
I think.
A short break here.
That one felt more like the 8 minutes, not 12.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQNA.com.
Get ready for a blast from the past. The Ultimate 70s Tour is coming to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. See Orleans, Poco, and Pure Prairie League live Saturday, August 10th at Stargazer Pavilion. It's going to be an unbelievable performance. 4 decades of classic hits in one unforgettable evening. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20. Head to the Cliff Castle Casino gift shop or cliffcastlecasinohotel.com for purchase. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Where's your summer adventure? We've got trails and lakes, flea markets and alpaca farms, and 4 national forests on our doorstep. Sounds like a perfect getaway weekend in a Findlay Subaru Prescott Certified Pre-Owned. Every candidate gets a 152-point safety inspection, where anything that doesn't meet our high standards is repaired or replaced. So when Subaru backs a Certified Pre-Owned model with a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage with 0 deductible, you have peace of mind wherever adventure takes you. Right now, special finance rates starting as low as 1.99% APR are available, making owning a Subaru even more affordable. Come take a test drive today. Findlay Subaru Prescott will donate a portion of each sale to the Launchpad Teen Center in Prescott. So buy a Subaru or get stuck in something else. Findlay Subaru Prescott and FindlaySubaruPrescott.com. Doing our part every day to give back to the community and make the world a better place.
Offers on approved credit plus tax, title, license, and $495 doc fees. Offer good while supplies last. See dealer for details. Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
It's important to you to stay connected with what's going on in our community, particularly when it comes to your health and the health of your loved ones. You need to stay on top of the latest in local and regional healthcare news. Your preferred healthcare media destination here in the Quad Cities is YRMCHealthConnect.org, Yavapai County's premier healthcare blog, created and managed by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. It offers one-stop, first-run access to information that's important to you. What's going on in our healthcare community? YRMCHealthConnect.org offers a wealth of articles and videos covering topics such as new local healthcare providers, the latest healthcare services in our community, and local and regional healthcare news and information. A few clicks to subscribe and you'll be notified on your computer, smartphone, tablet, or other preferred device when there's new content. Stay connected with YRMCHealthConnect.org.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. My guest is, next guest, Alexis Miller, Community Outreach for Stepping Stones.
Yeah, thank you. Hello. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
It's good to see you.
It's always good to be on your show, Marnie. Yeah. I always appreciate it.
We love Stepping Stones.
Thank you.
You guys, though,
I love it too.
have huge, huge news.
We do have big news right
yes,
now.
Yes, rocking the, you know, downtown business community. Holy smokes.
You know, we're switching things up for everybody right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but so let's tell everybody about it.
Yeah, so we're really excited because we have come up with a great plan to move our two Prescott Valley thrift store locations into one building. So we're consolidating those two spaces. And we're actually switching spaces with another business in the community, which is really exciting. So we are moving our two Prescott Valley thrift stores into the Armadillo Waxworks building that's up on Industrial Way off of Highway 69
okay.
as you're going towards Dewey. They are actually moving into our Red Barn thrift store that's on Highway 69. And this is just such an awesome opportunity. You know, it came about with Robin, our CEO, working on thinking about what we wanted to do in order to help support our thrift stores better, to help our customers be able to shop for everything they want under one roof.
So right now, the Red Barn has a certain type of merchandise,
yes.
and then the other business that's on Second Street
yes.
has the clothing, right?
Yes. So our Red Barn thrift store typically has kitchenwares and fun little knickknacks for your home.
Everything.
Furniture, yes. And lots of toys and electronics, things along those lines.
Furniture.
Furniture, yes. Lots of furniture. And our building on Second Street is all clothing, so men, women, children's clothing, as well as some linens and crafts, things like that. And mm-hmm. so what this opportunity is all of that will now be in one space, one building. So you could walk in the door and buy a new couch and buy a new outfit too at the same
okay.
time. So we're really excited about that. And it's really such an awesome opportunity because it's the right space for Armadillo as well. Them moving into our Red Barn building was what they needed also and what they were looking for. And so it really is a win-win for both
and
of
Armadillo
us.
And Armadillo Waxworks, they sell candles, if many of you
yes.
don't know. And a lot of people don't get down to industrial. Mm-hmm. They're familiar with the one on the corner of Cortez and Gurley.
Right.
But it's, I mean, I went in there and bought all these wonderful little cactus candles and took them as gifts when I traveled to my Missouri friends, my family.
Yes.
It was,
they have
great stuff.
They have amazing stuff in their store.
Mm-hmm.
Their retail space is beautiful, lots of different candles for all kinds of occasions. And they also do a lot of online sales and a lot of things that aren't necessarily right here in our community, but mm-hmm. that's a huge part of their business as well. And so for them, they need the retail space, but they also need that warehouse space that they can do their shipping and their online work as well. So for them, Our Red Barn building was a great fit for the size and what they needed. And then for us, their building was just such a great fit because it has so much more space for us. I want to say it's close to 10,000 extra square feet
Wow.
that we're going to gain in
mm-hmm.
being able to do that. But what is also another little fun thing that is happening is that $6 Deals, which is also up there at the Armadillo Waxworks building, they are actually going to move into our clothing outlet. So we're even swapping with another business as well to be able to, again, they'll be gaining space as well, and it'll be even more space for us up at that building too.
So now what about your administrative offices, your Step One Coffee House? I know that that is a real important place for a lot of our programs,
yes.
our AA programs and things like
mm-hmm.
that. Now, are you staying there for that part of it?
Yeah. So right now, the only thing that's changing is the location of our Prescott Valley thrift stores.
The thrift stores. Okay.
Yes. That's the only thing that's changing right now. Those two locations will move, but our administration offices, our Step One Community Center, meeting rooms, and the Step One Coffee House will all still be in the same location.
Right.
You know, at some point in the future, we've thought about how we can locate all of our services and be able to have a campus where people can come and receive the care that they need through our advocacy services, as well as support through our social enterprises.
Mm-hmm.
But that is down the road. That is not right now.
Well, somebody's got to move out of another building down there on Industrial Way.
Exactly.
We're going to trade you some more space. Trading spaces.
That's right.
Stepping Stones Way.
We're the big switch. We got it all happening right now. So,
right.
Yeah, so we're working. You know, that could be something in the future. But right mm-hmm. now, it's just about the thrift stores moving and gaining that space so that we have more treasures and more resources that will go right back into our advocacy program. That is the first and foremost important thing for us, is that more time, more money, more services, everything can go right back into our program and
right.
support those local families who are really working hard to find freedom from violence, to find their, you know, stability back in their life, and to leave behind the chaos and the trauma that they've experienced.
Right. And you so support them also in job training skills with
exactly,
you know, hiring and working at the various enterprises. How long is it going to take you to make this move?
Not long at all. We are, our team is on it. They have been working really hard to figure out all those little fine details that it's going to take to move three businesses, because that's really what this is.
Mm-hmm.
And we're moving right now. We've started packing up and working on our Red Barn building. It will officially close on Sunday, July 28th. So
this week,
this Sunday coming up,
go shopping now.
Yeah. Stop by this week if you want to do any shopping at the Red
Barn.
They
may not want to move it, so you might get some bargains.
Yes, you probably will find some good bargains right now. And so they are closing this Sunday, and they will begin to really pack up everything, move everything out. And at the same time, Armadillo will be moving into that building as well. So they're mm-hmm. doing that switch starting next week. And then the clothing outlet will be closed beginning Sunday, August 4th. And so from the 4th on, it will be closed in that space too. So you have a little bit more time to go shopping there before it's
right.
it's all finished up. And what's so amazing is that we plan on having both of those locations together in one spot and reopened on Wednesday, August 14th. So just a couple weeks and we will be open again. We're really excited. We're going to have a ribbon cutting on
Absolutely.
August 14th.
Absolutely.
There'll be donuts and coffee. So we're excited to be able to celebrate with everyone at 9 a.m. and open those doors for the first time. And then we're going to have a grand opening celebration on Saturday, August 17th, food and fun and sales all day long at our new location and at our location in Prescott, because it is National Thrift Store Day too.
Well, there you go.
We're going to tie it all together and celebrate.
I like celebrating. Drop off right now. Are you closed for drop off? I was trying to read between the lines on your...
Yeah, thank you for asking. Yes. So in Prescott Valley, our drop offs are closed at our thrift store, but you can still drop off in Prescott. So,
Or you can keep it in your garage until they open at the other place.
Yes, that, you can do that as well. If you would like to wait, you can wait. If you want to get rid of it right now, you can drop it off at our Prescott location, 408 West Goodwin Street. And they're happy to take that donation off your hands there. Our truck drivers who go out out and pick up donations, large items like furniture from homes. They are also not doing pickups right now. So that will resume in a couple weeks. Once things are kind of settled and we get all of our major move done, then they will resume.
But you'll have
the pickup.
Drop-off location there down on Industrial Way.
Yes, which is actually amazing. I know our staff is so excited. We actually have a truck dock up there, so it's going to make it that much easier to load and unload donations and be able to serve our customers and our friends in the community who support us every day.
You know, the folks you have working out there at the drop-off are great.
They're amazing.
They're always great.
They work so hard, and I just love how great they are with our customers, how happy they are to be at work every day to make a difference and to know that everything they're doing is supporting families
with
us.
I figured Robin was getting a little bored. You know, I mean,
she needed something new to do.
Quite the entrepreneur herself.
She is.
I was thinking she was probably just getting a little bored, you know, so let's just upside down
everything.
We needed
a brand new adventure. We haven't done anything in a while, so we gotta switch things up.
Well, I'm excited for you. I'm excited for getting that space. Having everything under one roof is good for staffing.
Yes.
But it's also good for the customer.
It is. And it's good for our advocacy services, too.
Right.
We're going to support more families every day, and that's what we really are all about.
So, again, reopen everything on August the 14th as a ribbon cutting.
Yes.
And exactly the address where you'll be located.
Yes. We will be at 2651 North Industrial Way in Prescott Valley, beginning August 14th.
So that is where you go straight out Valley.
Yes, you can go, you can take Valley, you can take Florentine, or you can turn on Mendocino from Highway 69. So there's a couple different ways you can get there, and all of it leads right to that little cul-de-sac where we'll be happily housed.
Big signage.
Yes, lots
of
signage.
I'm sure you're going to have the signage off of Highway 69 too.
We will. We will. And any updates or any news are all on our website at steppingstonesaz.com. Steppingstonesaz.org.
And I would recommend Facebook.
Facebook.
Following you because you're giving such great updates on that, and that's how I had heard about it.
We always are posting a lot on Facebook. Our social media, we try to keep everybody up to date on what's happening and any news and events that we've got going on.
Well, great. All the best of luck to you. And
thank
I look
you,
forward
Marnie.
To the ribbon cutting and participating in your celebration.
We're looking forward to it, too.
And seeing the new digs.
Yes.
It's always exciting.
Thank
you. It looks different when you move it around like
it's
that.
It's true. And our team loves to make everything look great.
Well,
so.
I love to Robin. You tell her, you go, girl.
I will.
And we'll be there to celebrate.
Thank
and
you.
Share and opening those doors for
awesome.
You once again.
Thank you.
All right, that's Alexis Miller, Community Outreach, Stepping Stones Agencies. They are awesome. Awesome. And I just love what their enterprises do to serve, like you said, the women and family in our community
yes.
and get out of violent situations. So you guys rock.
Thank you.
All right, short break here. Talk the Town, Prescott Valley. We're going to have some news, and then when we come back, it's Chamber Spotlight on Business. KQ&A 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and KQ&A.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
How can you save hundreds of dollars right now?
By having Findlay Toyota Prescott pay your city sales tax on any new Toyota.
Buy any new Toyota through the end of July, and Findlay Toyota Prescott will pay your city sales tax.
No conditions.
Everyone qualifies.
Stop in and register to win an amazing $4,000 dream vacation.
No purchase necessary.
A four-night Ireland getaway for two, including resort and airfare.
Or a five-night Disney Caribbean cruise for four, including airfare to the port.
Or a six-night Atlantis Bahamas getaway for two, including including airfare.
Browse our full inventory at FinleyToyotaPrescott.com. Then come in for a test drive.
When you take the keys,
we'll take care of paying your city sales tax.
And get you registered to win an amazing dream vacation.
Is this incredible or what?
Drawing to be held July 31st.
Thank you for making Finley Toyota Prescott the Daily Courier's back-to-back top dealership 2 years in a row.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
On approved credit plus tax, title, license, and $4.95 dock fees.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Healthy animals are a huge part of healthy communities, and so are music and the arts. For years, I had the distinct pleasure to sing and act on stage for the old Prescott Fine Arts Association, now Prescott Center for the Arts. So it's a natural that Olson's supports the arts and encourages you to attend the 32nd Annual Arizona Cowboy Poets Gathering, August 8th, 9th, and 10th. As in the past, it'll be held at the beautiful Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. If you've never been, you have to do it. The talent on display both poetically and musically is awesome. The performers magically put a human face on ranch life because they live it. It's amazing how much sense they make. Last year, over 3,000 folks attended. They came from the Prescott area, other parts of Arizona, surrounding states, and as far away as the East Coast. For tickets and info on free-to-the-public day sessions, go to azcowboypoets.org. And remember, folks, good enough just isn't.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. A woman is swept to her death in flash flooding north of Globe.
Gila County Undersheriff Mike Johnson says a call went out about two people in a vehicle trapped in floodwaters at the Irene Wash. 45-year-old Richard Weaver and 52-year-old Catherine Gagnes escaped from the car, but outcomes were different.
The male subject, he was able to get up and get out of the water. Unfortunately, the female, she was washed a mile and a quarter downstream.
Gagnes died in the flooding. Weaver survived. Undersheriff Johnson says he's never seen the Irene Wash so treacherous before. Barbie Villa, Arizona News Radio.
The Arizona Diamondbacks play Game 2 of their three-game Interleague Series with the Baltimore Orioles. You can catch all the action with the pregame show tonight at 6 and the first pitch at 6:40. Tomorrow's game ending the series is a matinee with a 12 o'clock pregame and a 12:40 first pitch. All live on KQ&A. Partly sunny all week with scattered showers and storms today and tomorrow. A 40% chance for more Thursday, 20% Friday. Cooling after bedtime tonight to a mostly cloudy and rainy 64 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Highs near 85 Wednesday, 88 Thursday, 91 Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, about the same chances for showers and thunderstorms. Cooling to a rainy 69 after bedtime. Partly sunny highs Wednesday near 96, 101 Thursday and Friday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley continues on KQ&A.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Arizona Diamondbacks baseball is live on KQ&A.
Diamondbacks baseball brought to you by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, the Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, Amco, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Barrett Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Catholic Charities, and Grand Canyon Financial. D-backs host the Baltimore Orioles Tuesday at 6, Monday at 11:30, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Mud. Prescott Dirt is here to help. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. We can keep the mud out of your way and even slow down erosion, keeping your bank in place. Nobody wants their yard moving around by itself. No truck, no problem. Prescott Dirt delivers. Find us in Prescott and Prescott Valley to set up delivery or pickup. And you can find us online at PrescottDirt.com. Keep your yard beautiful with Prescott Dirt.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It is Chamber Spotlight on Business, one of my favorite parts of the show that showcases member businesses in our community. And I'm really excited for my guest today. Well, you know I'm excited for my guests every show, but this is particularly because MJ Smith, the owner of Chef Shack's, brought a snack in, and the studio is really smelling good. Welcome, MJ.
Thanks for having me. It's always better if I can just show you what I do and you can taste it rather than just talk about
it. And they're probably on the other side of this state listening. Our listeners are going, what are you talking about?
What?
Well, how late are you open?
5 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you can't catch us today, but tomorrow, 11 to 5, and we're right behind the Nirvana Center between Tool Exchange and the Honeyman. So we're
you
super easy to find.
Right on the frontage road,
yep,
right there
off
in Prescott
of
Valley.
69.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Easy to get you. Let's talk about it. We met, you were at Prescott Valley Days with
Prescott
us.
Prescott Valley Days is when we opened our window here. Excuse me, one second. Chef Paul has been a chef for 25 years. He's been in culinary for 35 years. So we are a little different than your average food truck. We don't have one specialty. We change our menu every week. So our followers, they like us on Facebook. Our menu goes up on Mondays. You'll know where we're at and what we're serving. So since we've been in town, we've done, we have Philly's this week. We always have our barbecue. We do about 600 pounds of center cut pork ribs every Thursday.
Yes.
So we have a ton of food coming out of the window, out of the trailer, but we do different things every week.
Well, and I know the barbecue.
Yes.
I've seen that. You say we're smoking up some barbecue, cooking some barbecue, and then 2 hours later I'll see another posting. We're out of barbecue.
Sold out.
It
yeah.
sells out so
it
quickly.
Is, you know, it's crazy the response that we've had to the barbecue. We have a 1,000-pound smoker on the trailer, so it's natural fit. Paul started his career in barbecue. He's from Oklahoma and Texas, so it doesn't get a whole lot more barbecue than that.
Right.
You know, he's true legitimate old school with his smoking. And what you see a lot of places is just smothered in barbecue sauce. We serve ours naked. They're mm-hmm. so good, you don't even need sauce to
right.
eat it. We have the sauce. We make our sauce in-house. You know, we usually have sweet, a spicy, and then something that he does fun, like maybe a blueberry barbecue or you know, something. But when you get them, they're naked. It is just that smoky,
yum.
Delicious pork flavor. And then we also do pulled pork, Kahlua pulled pork. And that's probably our house specialty. We wrap it in plantain leaves and it smokes for about 12 hours with that moisture coming off of those leaves. So it's super tender. There's not a lot of gristle, not a lot of fat in it. It's very lean and delicious.
Now, you mentioned you were located, you're stationary right now,
mm-hmm.
but you do travel. You were telling me you did
oh,
a wedding
yeah.
reception.
Yeah, we had a wedding, super nice couple. We did a wedding down at the courtyard downtown. We've been downtown for different events. We were at Watson Lake for the fireworks, got slaughtered. Holy moly,
oh.
we were slaughtered, but it was great. It was a great exposure for our business. So many new people got to experience us. But typically Tuesday through Friday, we are outside of Nirvana Center unless we have a special event around town.
Which
coming up.
Coming up this
right.
Friday.
This Friday.
Food Truck Friday. We're hosting you at the Coyman Business Center in the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, we're super
They're
excited.
They're having you there for lunch, so we're inviting all of our local businesses around the area to come
yeah,
over.
Yeah, people who maybe, you know, haven't seen us or haven't driven
right.
that way will get a chance to walk over and experience it. And on Fridays, we always do our Southern Fried Catfish and Southern Fried Shrimp. We have our full menu, but we add that on as our special. Huge pieces, fillets of catfish, hand-breaded, in-house. We do it as you order. They're not not frozen. You know, it comes in fresh and delicious.
Link is drooling over there, isn't
yes,
she?
We make our own.
She's like,
we make our own tartar sauce even. So
wow.
You don't realize how big of a difference those little things make until you get that fresh piece that's just light and fluffy and white, you know, and delicious. So we even make our hush puppies in-house. They're not boxed. They're not frozen. We whip up the batter Friday mornings. And so everything is done fresh on the truck.
So that's exciting. We're going to be having that opportunity on Friday with ours.
Yeah. And we also do catering and events. So, and that is the benefit of having an actual classically trained chef on the truck. He can do whatever menu you want. You know, mm-hmm. if you're wanting to do backyard barbecue, that's simple. If you're wanting to do something for, you know, German food, if that is your heritage and you want traditional German food, we can do that. We can be a lobster roll truck, you know, whatever it is that you want. And because we don't come with a lot of overhead like a restaurant, we're able to keep our prices a little more competitive. So if you need any more information, like us on Facebook. All of our contact information is on there. And like I said, I post our menus every Monday so you can see what deliciousness Chef Paul is going to be serving up this week. And we have a lot of people who are looking forward to it. And when I'm late on Mondays, they're like, where's the menu? What are you serving this week?
I know. I always look for
specials?
It. Always look for it. Do you have a phone number, or is the best way to get a hold of you is through the Facebook?
Sure. Phone number is 702-755-0827, and you can text or you can leave a message or you can message us directly through Facebook, or you can email, and email is mj@chefshacks, and it's chefshax.com.
Or you can stop by for lunch.
Yeah, stop by.
Either the rest of this week or by the Nirvana Center on Highway 69, or come join us at the Chamber of Commerce offices on Friday.
That's right. And next Friday, we're doing another Food Truck Friday at Sidekick Saloon. And we'll be joined by Sugar Skull and Sparrow, who is a new truck in town as well. So there'll be three of us set up there. Sidekicks is going to do a bunch of drink specials. So make it a nice Friday night out. Try a bunch of different food. Relax. Have a cocktail.
Oh yeah. You know. Oh yes. Oh yes.
Yeah. It'll be fun. So that's something that we're looking to start doing once a month with Sidekicks.
Nice. Very excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Again, keeping all that business in the community. We're glad to have you, MJ.
Well, we appreciate it. And one thing I would like to say is, you know, we joined the chamber right away just because we come from that background. But small businesses who have not, you're missing out on some true benefits. We have had such support from the chamber since joining. It's really helped grow our business in just a couple of months. So we're very grateful for that.
Well, thank you. That's what we do. We want to make you successful and help you achieve your business. So great. And I look forward to Friday. Yes. Okay. MJ Smith, owner of Chef Shacks. Thank you for joining us. And I'm going to jump over here and talk to Rob Steiner with Sunsplash Pools and Spas. And let me tell you, I've been thinking about you, this heat wave we've had, because I know pool and spa,
right.
You don't necessarily have to heat that puppy up. You
mm-hmm.
can just keep it.
Absolutely.
And then you're so cool.
Yep. Unfortunately, I didn't bring one with me today. Like, she brought
all
her food.
Right.
Yep. Yep.
Well, I left my bikini at home,
okay.
too, so I guess it's all okay.
This interview.
Yes, it would have. Yes, definitely.
So let's talk about Sunsplash Pools
sure.
and Spas.
So, Chad Backus, our owner, the first store is in Cottonwood. He's owned the Sunsplash for about 15 years, and not only hot tubs, but he does custom pools there. And so we expanded here over Memorial Day is when we opened up of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we are at 6616 East 2nd Street, Suite G, right here in Prescott Valley.
And it's great. You have a beautiful showroom.
Yes,
tell us
thank
about
you.
The types of spas you have, you know, the sizes and I mean, something for everyone, really.
Absolutely. You know, we really do anything from a three-person spa, you know, all the way up to, you know, a great big one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the neat thing about Bullfrog and why I came aboard to help, you know, Chad and open up the store here is they've just really changed the way that spas are made entirely. And the first thing they've done is Bullfrog has gone in and taken 90% of the plumbing out of the spa. So that's, you know, really equivalent to about 400 or 500 feet of tubing they've removed from the hot tub.
Mm.
And what that does, it just makes it, number one, a lot more powerful. It makes it a lot more efficient. It also makes it to where, there's just a whole lot less failure points, you know.
Okay.
So, with that, they're able to offer, you know, exceptional warranties that a lot of other manufacturers can't.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is most hot tubs are made with a untreated pine, you know, frame.
Mm-hmm.
And Bullfrog went in, and they make their frame out of ABS material. And on our A and R series tubs, they provide a lifetime warranty on that, which is just unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
But really what sets Bullfrog apart from everybody in Sunsplash, and Bullfrog is the only tub that we offer, is that they have a jetpack therapy system. And what it is, it's, you know, I wished I could bring one in and show you and have all the listeners see one. It's hard to explain over the radio, but there's 17 different variations of these jetpacks, and you can go in and personalize your therapy experience with that. And nobody else can do that whatsoever.
So whether you want jets more towards your back, your lower
absolutely.
Back, or where?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I'm for my feet. My feet hurt all the time.
Exactly. You know, I mean, I've broke my neck. I've had two shoulder surgeries. So, you know, I can go in and pick the jet packs that really hit that area for me.
Oh, okay.
And we do have a spa set up at our location, a wet test spa. So we encourage everybody to come in, you know, jump in there for 20, 40 minutes, or you can spend the whole day with me. It doesn't matter. Yep. And, you know, we go through all 17 of them and figure out really what works best for you.
Right, right. So you have various sizes, various price points on the types of what
absolutely.
You're looking for in your spa.
Yep, yep. We have hot tubs that are really like the three-person tub, and mm-hmm. those start at about $5,900 and, you know, go way up to the very big one, which is about $13,500.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then do you have financing options?
Absolutely. You bet we do. We offer our financing through Wells Fargo, their program.
Mm-hmm.
And routinely we always have a 60-month zero interest, you know, program through Wells Fargo.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and spas like that are year-round.
Absolutely.
They're absolutely year-round. I mean, mm-hmm. you keep them cooler during the summertime.
That's
and you've
right.
got us, you know, some way to cool off and splash around. And then in the wintertime, then you're using it to warm up and
yep.
heat those bones up.
Exactly. I'm glad you mentioned that.
And, of course, I just went strictly to the value of, you know, entertainment. Then you have
right.
the jet packs, and then you can have the medicinal properties also.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right.
Right.
Yep, it's wonderful.
So come by your showroom. Because, you know, the jetpacks, you can't show us here
that's
or
right.
the listeners, but you can show them at the studio.
Absolutely.
So,
they can see it and they can experience it. So, yep, we welcome everybody there.
So let's give everybody your address one more time,
your
phone number, and your website.
Okay. So it is, we are located at 6616 East 2nd Street, Suite G in Prescott Valley. The number is 928-458-5910. And the website, if you want to check us out, that is sunsplashpoolsspas.com.
Excellent. Well, you've got a great showroom. I've been over
thank
there.
You.
You're on my list.
Yep.
You're on my list.
Yep.
After
you're on
I
my
eat.
List. You got to come
yeah,
see
I gotta,
me.
I got to get my spa. You know, it's for all reasons.
That's right.
All reasons. I'm just going to enjoy it all. So, Rob Starn, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sunsplash Pools and Spas. And then MJ Smith. Chef Shack, see you Friday. Thank you for joining us, too.
Thank you so much. We're looking forward to it. I think we're going to be super busy.
I think we're going to have to make this a regular plan, a regular event, too.
I'm with you.
All right. Chamber Spotlight on Business here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Listen to KQ&A, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
When you were young, what did you want to be when you grew up? While many of us didn't become firefighters, singers, or astronauts, we can still become retired. Hi, I'm John Dombrowski, president of Grand Canyon Planning Associates and host of The Word on Wealth. It takes the right kind of planning and help to get to that comfortable retirement. So while I can't put out fires, sing along with Lady Gaga, or blast off to the moon, I can help you reach your financial goals. I've been assisting my clients for over 25 years with their financial, estate, and tax planning needs, and I can help you as well. Call me at 480-991-1055 and schedule a complimentary consultation. That's 480-991-1055. Visit us online at GrandCanyonPlanning.com. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates LLC and Client One Securities LLC are not affiliated.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Get ready for a blast from the past. The Ultimate 70s Tour is coming to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. See Orleans, Poco, and Pure Prairie League live Saturday, August 10th at Stargazer Pavilion. It's going to be an unbelievable performance. Four decades of classic hits in one unforgettable evening. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20. Head to the Cliff Castle Casino gift shop or cliffcastlecasinohotel.com for purchase. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And as we say goodbye, I wanted to give you the last few awards that were given out, the Chamber Special Awards, and the Chamber Partner Award went to Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority. Yes, the Chamber Volunteer Award went to Barm Armbruster for his help in our Pronghorn Golf Tournament. Our Chamber Director Award went to one of our board members, Jose Batista, for his work in Prescott Valley Days and our wonderful fiesta night we have every night. And my award that I always give out every year, the President's Choice Award, went to Darla DeVille for the support she gives me in doing the work that I do for the Chamber. So four special awards and again 10 wonderful recipients of the Community Excellence Awards. We were thrilled to have such a wonderful evening. Well, I thank our partners here at Arizona's Hometown Radio Group, part of our KQ&A family, for their support and sponsorship. Sanford Cohen, you're awesome. And Link Quisenberry, I love you. I love you. I'm nominating you, girl. Thank you all for joining us here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. I will be back next week, next Tuesday, for the last show of the month.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.